Praise the Lord, saints. So we'd like to take this opportunity to share something with you all concerning the Fremont Springs Conference Center. And first of all, saints, we are thankful to the Lord, right, for giving us such a wonderful facility. And this really is the result or the fruit of the prayers of the saints. The financial giving of so many saints and churches, and also the labor and service of so many saints. We're so thankful to the Lord, right? And, as we've shared before, the purpose of this conference center, saints, is the blending of the saints and the churches in Northern California, right? Amen. Praise the Lord for the blending, right? Amen. And it's also for the carrying out of the work of the ministry, and the perfecting of the saints unto the building up of the body of Christ. Amen. So regarding the matter of blending, I'd just like to emphasize, Brother Lee shared concerning this matter in the book, The Divine and Mystical Realm. And in this book, he pointed out that blending is not something social, right? But it's a blending of the very Christ whom the individual saints and the churches enjoy, experience, and partake of, right? So blending is not only our coming together physically, saints, but it's the blending of the Christ that we have experienced and enjoyed, right? And in this book, I'll just read a brief excerpt. He says, "Among us, we should have the blending of all the individual members of the body of Christ, the blending of all the churches in certain districts, the blending of all the co-workers, and the blending of all the elders. Blending means that we should always stop to fellowship with others. Then we will receive many benefits." Right? If we isolate and seclude ourselves, we will lose much spiritual profit. Our brother encourages us, learn to fellowship. Learn to be blended. Right? From now on, the churches should come together frequently to be blended. We may not be used to it, but after we begin to practice blending a few times, since we will acquire the taste for blending, right? Amen. And he says here, "This is the most helpful thing in the keeping of the oneness of the universal body of Christ." Amen. Recently some brothers from Taiwan visited us, and they shared with us their experience of the church life. And as I think Brother Alex mentioned, one of the matters that they emphasized was the importance of blending. And through their fellowship, I feel that our view of blending was uplifted. Amen. To see, saints, that, their testimony was that the blending brought in the one accord and the Lord's blessing among the churches in Taiwan. They shared, there was a period of time some years ago when there was a lack of one accord among the churches there due to different opinions. But the brothers realized that the only way for the churches to be restored there was through the blending, right? So they endeavored, saints, and they practiced to blend the saints and the churches as much as possible, right? They shared that this blending was on many levels, attending the seven feasts, blending among the churches, blending among the various areas of service, even blending and pursuing the truth and the life studies, right, and so forth. They realized they needed to be blended not only outwardly, but also to be blended into the Lord's word and into the speaking of the ministry, right? And the result of this blending was more and more that the churches in Taiwan were brought into the one accord, right? And our hope, saints, is that here in Northern California, we would also follow this pattern of blending, right? And we believe that this conference center will facilitate this kind of blending, right? That the Lord could strengthen the one accord among us and bring in his blessing. Right? So if the brothers can put up the... Yeah, thank you. So we'd like to share with you just briefly some of the various ways that the conference center has been used over the past year or so, as not all the saints may realize all the ways we've been using this conference center. And so if you see here in this slide, I'll just go down this list here. First of all, well, starting with the youngest ones, the Bay Area Bible Camp, right? Praise the Lord for the Bible camp, right? And then we have a Young People's Monthly Blending, Young People's Conferences, the Sixth Grade Conference, College Conference, the the senior saints, the Evergreen, right? Evergreen Conference with Brother Minoru. A conference with Brother James Lee. This was in November. We also have the Working Saints Fellowship, various NorCal Brothers Fellowships during the year, and also regional blending among the churches. I can testify in the East Bay, we've come together several times this past year for a really enjoyable time of blending. And also, we have here the California-wide Spanish-speaking conference, which I believe is later this year, right? And then the Church of Milpitas also has a weekly Lord's Day meeting. And then in the next slide, if you can go ahead, here's a photo, yes, of the corporate pursuit class. So these are classes that were held to help the saints receive some perfecting in prophesying and in shepherding and in other matters. You can't see here, but if you look closely, you can see the smiles on the saints' face, right? There's a lot of joy in coming together to blend in this way, right? Anyway, these are just some of the uses of the blending center this past year or so, and our hope is that there could be many more ways, many more opportunities, you know, in the future that we could continue to come together in this way. Amen.
I hope through the fellowship we would all feel that this is our blending center. This has been used for various purposes in Northern California, and we hope to use it for blending as much as possible. Even after this meeting, we hope that a lot of saints will take the opportunity to blend together. Move on to the next slide, please. So, you know, this is our blending center, and we'd like to share our financial situation. I think many times during the conference, we've shared about the financial need for Fremont Springs. And the Lord has blessed us, and we praise Him that the saints, through their offering, we've been able to pay off the loans to the saints. But we still have two additional loans. We have $1.3 million in loans to the churches, and we also have $2.9 million in a commercial loan that's due in about 5 years. And the reason we don't emphasize these loans that often is because for a long time, we wanted to focus on and prioritize paying off the saints' loans. And during that span, our commercial loan, the first 5 years, we had a fixed interest rate of less than 3%. So it was very low. It gave us the opportunity to pay off the saints' loans first. But after 5 years, that fixed rate becomes an adjustable rate. And starting next year, that rate will be probably at least 7%. So that's a lot. It's going to be $17,000 a month. So right now we have about 120 recurring offerings every month. And the total amount is slightly less than the interest that we'll be paying every single month on our commercial loan. And so this is an opportunity for us to participate in the blending. This is our blending center. And even if, maybe we participate sometimes, we don't get to go to all these blending times. But we should be so joyful that there's an opportunity for saints to blend together. The blending is for the reality of the body of Christ. And so we should be happy that the saints are being blended together for the reality of the body. So we want to bring this up so that we can try to pay off the commercial loan. And the reason we want to do this is so that the income after we pay off all the loans can be used to support the Lord's work elsewhere. The income is not for the blending center in itself. It's kind of like the Shinji building in Taiwan. Eventually, it will be used to support the work. And so we just like to open to the saints. We're full of faith. We even hope that there would be 400 giving units. If we just had 400 giving 100 a month, we would have $500,000 a year. We would easily be able to pay off this commercial loan. And then we could use the income for the Lord's work and the Lord's need. So do you mind going to the next slide, please? So this is a QR code. I don't know whether you'll be able to scan it from your phone. You may not even have reception. But you can remember the URL at the top, Fremont Springs. So you can just go to fremontsprings.org/donate. If you don't remember the donate at the top, there, if you go to the top right, there's a green button. You can go and donate however much you feel. Even a little bit is not too much. It's not about the amount. It's really about your heart. The Lord wants to gain our hearts. So however much you feel to offer. And then on the next slide, you can't see that, but it's just very simple. At the top, you select how much to give, and then in the middle, you select how often you'd like to give, one time or recurring. So we can all take advantage of this opportunity to participate in the blending, in the fellowship, through the way of finances. And I believe, you know, we do this the Lord. The more we offer the Lord, the more the Lord gains our hearts, the more he blesses us financially, spiritually. And also, we get to partake in the saints blending together. So please, go before the Lord and consider before the Lord.
So, saints, bear with us. We have a few announcements, but they're important, okay? And then we'll have a good dismissal, okay? Especially some of these would be new to those who are just with us this morning, okay? So, as you know, we have the book sales out here. This is the Amana book sales, and it will be open there for a while after this meeting. And all books are discounted 40% from the Living Stream Ministry list price. So I got a few. I hope you will all get a few. It's such a good opportunity, right? Due to the hotel rules, cash cannot be accepted. Only credit card and debit cards may be used for those purchases. Okay, now concerning parking, this is for those who came this morning who are not guests at the hotel, okay? For the non-guests, we have a special rate for you, and that's $8. And you can validate your parking ticket. There's a two-step process. One is that you go to the machines out here in the lobby by the stairs, and then you validate there. And then you go to up to the pay stations by the elevators on the main floor, right, or the atrium, it says here, in order to obtain the conference rate of $8. So there are machines there. I think other saints will be doing it who are familiar, so just watch them and follow the flock. Okay, now this one is important concerning offerings. It may not be obvious to us, but there are still expenses for this weekend's conference, okay? We do have children's meetings, we have young people's, there's snacks, there's a litany of things that we're not aware of, but there are, and the fact is that in the previous years, we typically come up short. So there are offering boxes by the main door there. Please consider helping with defraying some of these expenses. Okay, just wanted to put that out there anyway. We're all receiving the benefit. Let's all also help with the supply that is needed so that these conferences can go along in a strong way, even financially. All these parts are needed. We have a couple more.
Okay, whether young or old, every one of us needs shepherding. Amen?
Amen.
While much attention has often been given to caring for the younger saints, our children, young people, college-age brothers and sisters, in God's eyes, all are sheep in need of care and shepherding. Since March, we've held a series of three conferences for us older saints, 55 and above, called the Evergreen Conference. In addition to this, the Lord's heart is also to provide particular care for those in the age group between college and 55. You excited?
Amen.
We are pleased to announce a Working Saints Conference with Brother James Lee, November 8th and 9th at the Fremont Springs Conference Center. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The conference will begin on Saturday morning and conclude at noon on the Lord's Day. If you're in this age group, please mark your calendars. For further details will be provided soon. Praise the Lord for that. And then a last short announcement. There's some remaining outlines, and we're encouraging the saints to go ahead as you exit to feel free to take some of those extra conference outlines that you'll see in the tables in the back.
Saints, just a final thought here. We know that we have the written word, right? Praise the Lord. The Lord has given us the written word. Some even hold their Bibles close to them. I love my Bible, right? We have that. We are blessed here in the Lord's recovery because we have the interpreted word, right? That is not a small thing. There are other interpretations out there, but we know that according to Acts, this is the teaching and fellowship according to the apostles. So this is in line with God's economy, with what God wants. That's why we're here. So we have the interpreted word. Now we're at a kind of a very fork in the road. The Lord has been looking for the fulfillment of Ephesians chapter 4. And for that to take place, there's going to be the need for the understood word. Not just by a few. We're not looking for one, of course. We know about that. But we're also not looking for a corporate clergy in the sense that there's a few brothers, maybe a sister here and there who've really dive into this. No, we're looking for the each one parts. We all have a measure. We all have a capability. And you know what? We can ask the Lord. And I believe He'd like to fulfill that prayer. We say, Lord, enlarge my capacity to receive the word, to understand the word, to comprehend the word, and even to speak the word, to share the word and over my kitchen table with a new student or a neighbor. This is what, and you know what? Then the Lord can have the last one, and that's the propagated word, right? The word would go out and run because many have taken the time to understand the word, to put the word in their heart, and to speak to others. So this conference, I think, is opening up this gate. Let's just say amen. Amen, Lord, what you want to do. Amen, go forward. In all our localities, Lord, we open to you. So, saints, let's say one more time, hallelujah for the Lord's recovery. Hallelujah.